National Health and Medical Research Council says that adults should have how many drinks per day? Gas?
This is probably, of course, is a misguided scientist, so I'm going to say they said two drinks is good.
Tiff?
I think at least three or four.
You know how I hear that? I hear that like this. So 1.4 is clearly an average, right? So I can have 10 or 12 on one day, and then I have only one on the other day or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it averages out.
First of all, 1.4 times 7 is 9.8 for a week.
Oh, my damn.
So 18 is already, you're 2 weeks worth into it almost there.
All right, no, I'm inclined to go with Monica's first feeling. Eight.
Boys?
The British used to have a time-honored tradition of issuing an ounce of rum to every sailor per day. 1 ounce of rum per day.
I was introduced to a term today that I instantly thought of when you said that. You're a fun sponge.
If you guys want to kill fun, I know a lot of things.
Right. What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
Look at that. I am good. Right at showtime, I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Wow. Wow, that was a little aggressive. I was feeling good. I'm feeling good because I think tonight is going to be the deserving of the award that we all set out to do. And I'm not going to make any mistakes tonight. This is the award-deserving Spike on the Mic Show, and we are here, ladies and gentlemen, live at the place called Hooters at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue. That's the place to be where you can check your place where we cater. That's what's on the moniker, so that's what I'm going to say. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know I don't do this alone. I can't do this alone. So without further ado, I'm not messing up. Let's introduce the crew. Still on vacation, but sitting in his seat in my peripheral vision is the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how are you sticking?
Really good, considering the stock market went down so much today.
Fun sponge.
It was a record low of all time in all of history.
Okay. All right, well, let's just move on from that.
And there's only one man that you can give credit for.
Let's just move on from all that nugget of knowledge. Let's go to the man that's putting the music through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
Glue.
We'll
explain that
we'll
later.
Explain now. Serious. And also the man that knows everything, we like to call him a savant. I won't say the first part, idiot, but he is the one known as Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like cigarette smoke to my clothes.
Oh man.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Well, it's not just you.
No, it's not just you.
Yeah.
We hate everyone.
And rounding out the beautifulness of the crew, we have the lovely, the talented. And I don't know about her all the time. Sometimes she's with me, sometimes she's against me.
I don't know who you're talking about.
This is the lovely, talented Tiffany. Tiffany, how you sticking?
I'm always sticking against you.
Okay, so...
Oh, man.
So now there is no confusion, huh?
No.
Which side...
Sticking right up against you.
Which side... Wait a minute. You sticking with me?
She said sticking against you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like... Yeah,
really,
that's...
Your hearing is not sticking.
No, but see, listen, like I'm against Smuts right now.
Right, right. So but you don't stick against him. Yeah.
So you are against me. You're leaning against me. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and back by popular demand is the woman who, she put in a request to be present last week.
Yeah.
But yet she forgot about us and kicked us to the curb like... kicks yeah. to the curb.
It was a big empty chair.
You forgot to text her.
Oh, but yeah. no one knew that except for her.
Oh.
This is the beautiful Tasha. Tasha, welcome back, and how you sticking?
Like smats. I got some tar in my lungs. From
oh, yeah. Oh, God. You have tar?
You got tar?
Oh, man.
That'd be great. That China flight was long.
Whoa, wait a minute.
It was great. Great.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in China, yeah.
You lick
oh,
it,
yeah.
You lick it and stuff?
Everything.
But it's like, you know, if you were to go into a bubble, why not just throw it all with smoke, right?
We're in a bubble.
Exactly.
All right, before we go any further, Tasha, you wrote something down. What could you have possibly written it down?
It was because he's throwing out factoids already, so I like that word.
Oh, okay.
Factoid.
Because normally when you grace us with your presence, you seem to write down words that sometimes I say wrong.
Look how much room I got. Look, I got pages.
Tonight, you will
be. Yeah, exactly.
You will go home with a pen full of ink. Right?
Yeah.
No, you already screwed it up. Yeah. That's a marquee.
Not a Monica.
Yeah. Monica is the
girl, it's a human.
The girl that sits here like, occasionally.
That's a female. You
have to say marquee.
Yeah.
Moniker.
Murica.
Not the same.
But see, y'all not international like me. Sometimes I forget what country I'm in. Over in Cleveland.
In China.
In Cleveland, they say Monica.
Do they?
That country.
Any of y'all ever been to Cleveland?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, not Cleveland.
We have one more intro to do, you know.
Voice of Reason.
We got the glue guy.
Yeah, okay. And also backed by the man, popular. This is the man. He is. He has a strange story to tell. I think he's one of three.
Yeah.
So we'll call him Nate. Nate, how you sticking?
So I am the one who's sticking like glue. That heathen you heard earlier heard my idea.
Yeah.
Oh, and, come on. No. So. I mean, glue is a thing you stick to.
Yeah.
Did you come up with glue?
Totally.
You are such a fibber.
Yeah, really.
You are a fibber.
Well, that's going to round out this award-deserving show tonight.
Oh, good.
Thanks for coming. We're out.
We are going to make this happen. So before we go any further, we have to do what we call housekeeping. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
I would love to do that, but
lick your fingers.
I don't seem to be able to.
And we're going to talk to our sponsors now.
Yeah.
But
sooner or later, I'm going to.
And
well, hit another button. Don't hit that
gentlemen.
One. Maybe it's Tasha's Corona that's messing up the equipment.
Wait. No, here it is.
Maybe it's.
I can actually stop the music now. And you want to talk about sponsors?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right. Is there any updates?
Yes, there is. He came in fourth.
Oh,
pickles.
Free fried pickles.
Free fried pickles tonight.
Participating Hooters if Chase Elliott comes in fourth?
If he comes in at the top 10.
Oh, that's not a mistake.
Yeah.
If he comes in the top 10.
I went from fourth to top 10 pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is correct. If he comes in fourth, you get free pickles.
There you go. See,
these odds are only getting better.
Nothing to write down, Ms. Tasha.
If he comes in first, it's something like something.
Oh, yeah, we get wings.
Oh. Yeah, we go.
Yeah, we get free boneless wings.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But you got to buy regular wings.
Do we get both wings and
buy
pickles?
Buy one, get one?
No. Yes, you do.
The bogo?
Yeah, you do.
Buy one wing with a bone, you get a boneless one for free.
There you go. How about them bones? All right, so also, but tonight, we also have another sponsor I'd like to shout out. I'd like to give a shout out to Rancho Tacos. They're located at 7006 North Nebraska Avenue, number one.
And the owner is sitting over there.
Oh, they're here?
Yeah.
That's right. They're here. Rancho Tacos. You can call them at 813 813- 495-2635.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Go to Rancho Tacos and tell them the Spike on the Mic sent you.
I did not know that they were a sponsor for today, and I have to say,
Where's my taco?
And they are really good.
Really?
They are? I gotta say, they got solid tacos there.
Oh, okay, nice. Well, you can thank Lionel. He came over here and introduced himself and asked us to give Rancho Tacos a shout out. So, Rancho Tacos, we give you the clap.
Clap.
Well, which clap are you giving?
Yeah.
They give you the sponsorship and you give them the clap.
Listen,
there's too many things going on right now. We don't need to throw another one.
That is true.
I am so glad to be rid of the clap.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
We'll clap for that.
clap for that. Also, speaking of phone numbers, you know, this is a caller-driven show.
Oh, don't say that.
You can always call.
No, the people will call then.
That's the point. We're a caller-driven show. You can participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. 813-699-3900. And to even round out the rest of this homekeeping.
Yeah.
That we're doing. That's not a mistake.
That was
homekeeping, or did you mean housekeeping?
House.
A house is not a home without the H.
Right.
Well, that's why when you say a house is not a home.
Yeah, without the home.
A house is not a home without the home.
Right. So we're gonna go ahead and do what we normally do. Get our weekly talk about
home.
Three things: the past, the present, and the future. All right, ladies. Woo! I'll get my weekly exercise in. There we go.
Holy
mackerel. There we go.
That's
what we do. We talk about things. And also, keeping it moving.
What?
Because the doctor, the captain, and the clerk is not here, we're going to have a new topic-changing voice, and that is...
Fun Sponge.
Fun Sponge, yes.
No,
there
you
go.
It's not who it is. We call him the voice of reason.
The Fun Sponge.
So check it out. Now it's topic changing time.
All right. I think right now we're headed for a very deep topic. So try not to fall into the snoo.
Fall into the snoo?
You going to write that down?
The snoo.
Is you going to write that down?
Out of Dr. Seuss?
A snoo?
A snoo, yeah.
What's a snoo?
Wait,
don't you?
I don't know.
Don't you speak voice?
I don't know. What's snoo with you?
Whoa, that was fun. Eat. All right. I like to call
it's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
You kids out there can use that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. So I like to call this topic here creepy or caution.
Okay. Creepy or caution.
Caution or cautious, yeah.
Cautious?
Yeah.
Creepy
or cautious?
Creepy or cautious. And then what I do, you guys know that I talk about things and I want to get the illegal riff-raff and the shipping container's opinion
on this topic
here. Well, over in the city of Shreveport, which is
in Louisiana.
Louisiana. Yeah. See, I'm so correct tonight.
It's by the Red River.
Oh. Yeah. There is a high school principal, if you guys heard the story, she is demanding that because it's now prom week or prom season, she's demanding that all females who are going to attend the prom take a picture of their outfit and send it to her for her approval.
Approval, yeah.
And she says...
Yeah, otherwise they let their boobies fly out and stuff. Yeah.
And she says this...
Oh, no. I'm sorry I had to.
She says, as you begin shopping for your attire...
Are you frightened by those?
No, hardly.
Make sure you don't purchase any clothing that is sheer or revealing in any manner.
Oh, man.
And she's against showing excessive cleavage or skin.
Yep, I knew it. It was
question,
all about the boobies.
Question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers. We go around the room. We ask you, what is your opinion on this? And I'll start out with the voice of reason. Voice, what do you think about this?
I think that Shreveport City needs a band. It needs a girls band that'll keep the young ones moral after school.
God, where's that cricket button?
Damn, yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
No, there's something worse.
Is that the snoo?
Yeah, that's even better, yeah.
Yeah, really.
He just broke the internet.
Is that the snoo? What?
I just think that if they had a band to keep the girls busy, they wouldn't be doing things like revealing costumes and such.
Yeah, I guess that's
costume.
It. Yeah. All right, costumes, yeah. All right, Smots?
You know, I don't know. The last time I was in Shreveport, I think I saw the Chupacabra.
in a prom dress?
No, it was on the road. I almost hit it. And it was weird. Yeah, and honestly, we say that like, okay, sure, but this thing was so close, and it was coming across the lane. I was going about 80 up the Interstate 49, I think.
Up the Chupacabra Highway.
From Lafayette up to Shreveport. And did you this thing stared at me.
Oh, yeah.
And it had no mouth, but like sharp teeth.
Oh. Did it have cleavage?
It had no mouth. But yeah, no,
what are you talking about? It
was,
the snout was like there, but it was like it was rotted away, and it was like teeth.
Okay.
Like one ear was longer than the other.
Let's ask somebody else.
That's a chupacabra.
Yeah. Mike is immediately regretting this.
Yeah, but
hole
but
did
luckily,
we just
no,
go
but
into?
Luckily it was concealing its cleavage.
I
don't steal it.
Exactly.
Was his?
All right. No, it's your
was
turn.
His dress
no,
tight?
No, all right.
Was
could
there
you
a bulge?
See through his dress? Yeah.
Was there a bulge?
Tiffany.
Exactly.
Tiffany, what do you think about this topic here?
I mean, I understand why she's requesting it. Honestly.
Really?
Yes. Do you see these little
hookers?
Whores?
These little tramps?
Tramps!
These
sluts.
People that are, these schnoos that are in high school these days that don't even look like they're in high school.
Right?
I know.
But, I mean, I'm not, I've been in a store and there's two-piece dresses and I get it. And it should just follow school dress code.
Two-piece dress?
Yeah, there's like crop top dresses, which I would wear. I'm old as dirt. I can do that. But my child in high school, let me tell you, she will not be doing that.
Oh,
really?
Oh, what's good for the goose? Give me some ducks.
I'm almost 40. I can do what I want.
Can we play prom?
If I let's have a prom.
I'll buy you a.
But I
adult suit.
A corsage.
I'll put it in between my boobs.
All right, Tasha.
Well, they're all shopping at the horse store. So what do you expect?
God, you girls are brutal. Holy hell!
God.
Yeah.
It's 2019.
Does my vagina look small in this dress?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it, Nate. Bring us home. What do you think about this?
I think that there is a medium ground that can be met.
Medium ground?
Yes. Where you should say, look. This is how your dress, you know, don't have your dresses shorter than this. Don't show this much.
Dress code.
And then if you don't follow it, just
they don't get
let
in.
It, then you don't go in. I mean, then that's their fault. But I mean, I'm glad that it's a woman who's requesting these
pictures. That was,
I got to be honest. I can't imagine some high school principal being like, excuse me, young ladies, but I need you
send me your
to send
of your clothes.
Me all
I think
your
she's
dresses.
Just requesting a picture of the dress, not necessarily of them in it.
It'd all be horrible. It wouldn't matter.
really.
Men shop online.
Oh, I thought you said. God, I thought you said men strap.
But it's
on.
The same thing. What's the difference if it was a male principal requesting just a physical picture of the dress?
Then my topic creepy would have fitted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a word.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would want pictures
if he's just
of
like,
all the
oh,
girls.
Yeah. I imagine her.
Send
dress.
Me your clothes. All right, PW.
I guess she looks good.
Yeah, I hope they all send me pictures of whatever they're going to be wearing. Yeah.
Well, this principal said prior to purchasing the outfit, you need to send me the pictures of your outfit with your name and the grade that you're in. And once I approve the outfit, you may purchase it. And that outfit must be worn to the prom.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you give it a okay?
Yes.
All right.
Really?
You say that with
I'm
confidence.
Staying home getting pregnant that night.
These days, I think you have to. Either do like a Pinterest board. This is what you're allowed to wear. This is what you're not allowed to wear. And if the skanks show up, they're not coming in.
Really?
Wow. What about the freedom of expression?
Yeah.
I just
that's
did it.
Walk of shame. Can you imagine?
Walk
walking
of shame.
Back to the parking lot. She won't let me in because all my titties are out.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm surprised. So, voice of reason, you want to bring this back right again?
Yeah, they need a band, a marching girls band.
Forgot that.
Right now, New Orleans.
They can wear their band costumes to the
band. Skanks are us, man.
Oh, God.
That way they can avoid the chupacabra.
The skanks could be in the band.
That's it.
All right.
What will be in the band?
The skanks will be sentenced to the band.
All right, well.
I
guess so.
And the flag team.
Kind of. Yeah.
We'll have Tara Reid be the conductor in the front.
I don't, listen, I hate to be the one of calm and common sense
you're
and
creepy.
Reason.
No.
You're creepy.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's never you.
I'm thinking that's just a bit much to have. Wait, what are you writing? I wrote nothing, said nothing wrong.
Oh, man.
Tall and creepy.
It's coming out of your mouth. It's hilarious.
I think it's just a little bit much that the principal is saying, send me your pictures of your clothes.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's the Nate, Derry, right. I like that. You should not do that.
Right.
And, oh, but.
Tell me what to
prevents,
wear.
It prevents the parents from wasting their money on a dress that can't be returned.
Yeah, but why does he ask, what color are your panties? You know, that's
I don't think it was an article.
That's from a movie.
What panties?
Yeah, really, that's from history.
What panties?
But to kind of.
Why are you touching your screen like that?
Because I'm nervous.
Got the picture on it.
to kind of echo what Tiffany is saying.
Yeah. I liked what Tasha was saying. What panties?
Tasha said she's going to stay home and get pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Again.
And you just in, what, 12th grade?
Yeah.
Again.
Again.
Again. Again.
Now, the principal said it's a shame that I have to do this, but you know why I have to do this?
Yes, because you're a pervert.
She says because the parents won't do it.
Oh, yeah.
So now, you know how you
Why would the parents want to have pictures of their daughter? You know, that's just so weird. God. Yeah. Yeah, now the principal, I can understand that.
Well, you know, I think so many kids nowadays have the opportunity to do whatever they want all the time.
Right.
And so parents don't want to get in the middle of that, and sometimes that just leads to kids just being irresponsible because I'm an independent person, and I'm my own person, and I'm going to do whatever I want.
Is it okay for me or the principal to call your kid ugly? Okay, let me tell you how.
That's objectifying.
If they're ugly, yeah.
Let me bring that back. So if
it walks like a goose,
it's sort of.
What were you saying?
I thought a little bit more about it. It's sort of brilliant. I mean, they're all in the same boat. It's, they can't say Julie's showing cleavage. Why can't I?
But
they're all in the same boat. They're all being judged by the same.
What
person.
If the principal says that dress is ugly?
No,
oh, she doesn't get to say that.
She just says it's ugly for the
it's
fat
It's appropriate
girl.
Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, just appropriate.
That's yeah.
What but if she lets hot Sherry
did she
wear
say that?
Tiny,
exactly.
Tiny
and why do certain girls have to go to his office with the dress on? You know?
Oh,
okay. Okay. Yeah, so this is going down a hole
it's
again.
It's her office.
Definitely.
Keep him far away. Keep him 500 miles away from a school.
500 miles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There ain't no schools like that.
I think it's 500 yards.
Yeah. I'm doing
hey,
miles.
Yeah. Write that down. That's
safety
wrong.
First.
Safety. I don't know. I just think it's a bit much to have the principal decide on who can wear what.
Oh, yeah.
Where. Now, if this is a private school, then I'm all down about like 4 flat ties. But I think this is a public school.
What is the principal wearing, by the
Southwest,
way?
Southwest.
I can tell you that I've been in public school, and I've seen how terrible some of these dresses can be. And I can tell you sometimes it's scary that you got kids in high school wearing what they wear. I'll just be honest about
and
that.
It's probably Shreveport, Louisiana.
So what are you saying? You're gay?
Belly.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
But hold on a second. What if one girl likes to have a low-cut blouse.
Right.
Low-cut.
Blouse, yeah.
What are you doing? A low-cut.
She's writing down blouse.
A low-cut top.
Yeah.
And she thinks she looked good. You, L nerder or pervert, decided that she can't wear it.
We all need somebody to tell us, girl,
all girls are
do not wear
it.
That out of the
you need to pull up, partner.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's more responsibility on parents than what the
no Smart's chasing
doing.
The damn thing on the side of the road.
It's parents' God, responsibility. Right. Newsflash.
Agreed.
Right. So if the parents say, "Ooh, girl, that gown looks good on you," how can the principal say, "No, it don't"?
I don't think that this is what it's about.
It's about revealing. He's too revealing.
What are you turning it into?
An argument. He's into a fashion. He's like. He's like on the queer eye for the gay guy or whatever. What's it called?
What is this? The fashion police on the. On
I don't
the
like. I don't like people telling people.
Yeah.
That's what he's done. He just wants to be the one to go in. No, it's not about.
But what if
too
they
revealing.
Say
Spike just wants to be the judge.
can't exactly. wear their pants low. You got to pull your pants up. That's yeah. okay, right? We all okay with that?
Yeah, that's just wrong.
What happens?
That's just wrong.
Same thing.
You know, I mean, it's like.
No.
What he's afraid up. Is what his principal said, anyone cannot wear a hat that has an S on it.
No, that's just, yeah. That's, yeah, that's out. That's
South.
That's out.
I have no idea what S is referred to, so I'm just.
Turn his mic off. God, you guys, I don't understand you people.
You people?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
That's a
queer
that's,
eye for
that's
the dead
the
guy.
That's the only yeah. tall person.
Hey. Hey, Smuts. What that yeah. word say right there?
Tall.
What that word?
What that word is?
Dun-dun-dun-dun. You people.
I would let my kid watch that show. What that word? Or what that word?
Acer Spades, but it's A-S-E-R-S-P-A-D-E-S.
So, hey, what's Acer going on? Spade. What's going on, Acer Spades? Somebody just say, hey, Spike, what's up? This is
maybe
Acer.
Meant to write two words, so yeah. Ace of Spades, but he was Acer Spades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Acer is a generic laptop.
Yeah.
Or
it's a Target right. laptop.
Or a Serspades.
A Serspades?
Yes.
Oh, it's Greek.
Yeah. Could be.
Okay.
It's Greek to me.
Let's get back on topic here.
All right. We have a topic?
Yeah.
What is the deal?
Shouldn't we change the topic?
Please. This is.
Please.
All right. Topic change.
He just turned it into his own.
Yeah, topic changing music.
All right.
Topic right now.
Damn. That was a mistake putting Steve over there.
I was pouring a beer at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw, you knew that.
More beer.
Give him some orange shorts.
I don't know. Clark would have pulled it off.
Yeah, I think I think we should let.
He's got his side always, pony tonight.
He's always doing that.
He's ready. His side pony and orange shorts. He's doing it.
White leg warmers.
I'm confused.
Man.
Side pony?
Yeah, his side pony. When he got here.
What's the topic again?
Okay, yeah, really.
Steve has leg warmers on?
Okay, listen.
Oh, man.
This is always how the show gets off the track.
What?
Yeah, let's get to the new topic.
It's all your fault. It's your show.
We're going to start a new topic. Spike's going to say it. Paul's going to repeat it. We're going to discuss it.
All right, here we go.
This is why he's here.
Award winning.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Award deserving.
Yeah.
Deserve asterisk.
Well, you know, we were lost until the Voice of Reason told us what we're doing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Spike.
We go all ahead. Need a fun sponge in our lives. I love you.
My word.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
I love you too.
He's a medicated.
Settle down. Settle down.
Oh, God.
Is misinterpreting
you do
your word.
Yeah, yeah. You should slow down.
Even though
he got that side.
Yes, a married man.
Yeah,
but he got that side topic
thing. With a flip phone. Back off, ladies.
Tiffany. And he got that side pocket thing that you were talking about.
Side pony.
He had a side pocket pony thing.
He said side pocket. I said side pony.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I guess the topic is about me. But I didn't think that's what you had written down there on your sheet of paper.
All right. Try this one more time,
now,
guys.
We're going to go to a new topic. Spike's going to introduce it.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss it.
And Aspersite said, well, I got it right the first time.
Acer Spade.
Acer Speed, yeah.
Asperside. Yeah.
Big kids
I think
living.
That's a
oh, I know who this is.
Is that a prescription for coronavirus?
What's up, Ace? Now I know who it is. I just called him Ace because I couldn't say his whole name.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's up, big boy? Hey, we got to get you. Come on the show. You're going to put a stick of microphone in your mouth soon,
oh,
all right?
Yeah.
Hey, we just met. Putting things in my mouth.
Well, that's good. Hey, topic changing music. Not now. We are did that.
Cannot do that again.
We've got it.
Oh, my God.
New topic starting now.
Hey, do y'all realize that we're trying to win an award? This is going to be an award-deserving show.
Who's handing these awards out?
God damn it. What the fuck?
It won't stop.
New topic now.
All right. I like to call this topic here, Fool Me Once, Shame on Me. Ooh, I almost messed
fool
that
me
up.
Months, shame
twice,
on me.
Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Isn't it?
No, no.
Yeah, but I
no, that is not the way
fool
he said it.
Fool me three times.
He said,
I'm
fool
a dumbass,
me months,
right?
Shame on me.
And so it goes.
Yes.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah.
All right.
Shame on me.
You guys
You'll understand the reason behind that soon.
Yeah. Huh?
God,
I'm listening.
Voice of reason, Tosh. You see that? This is how this show progresses.
This is how smooth. He kisses his ass every week.
Is that though?
Have you guys ever heard of this school that's Mormon affiliated?
Sure.
Brigham Young.
Called Brigham Young University in Utah.
Bring them right. Young.
Bring all the young kids in this car.
This does not sound like this sounds.
Now Schmatz came up with that name. He did not read your screen.
Yep.
No. He didn't?
No, of course.
A lot of people have heard of Brigham Young.
All right, well, Brigham Young, that is a school.
Brigham.
No. You know, listen.
I don't care if you're Brigham Young or Brigham Old.
Human trafficking sting ring or something.
No, this is the topic is called Fool Me Once. Shame
the opinion of the title of the topic is the opinion of Spike on the mic and not anyone on the rest of the cast.
He said, listen, listen. The people out there in the atmosphere that's listening to this show, they are very confused.
You think?
The people sitting right here around here at the table
are
not confused. All right, so anyway, Brigham Young University. Nate, let me talk to you because Nate, he's listening.
Oh, yeah. He's a Mormon from way back.
That is a school. That's a school where they don't allow, let's say,
poor prime dresses.
Oh,
or one.
Man.
Yeah, that's one. Or
they have a uniform.
They don't allow inkering unless you're married.
What?
Virginia, just like North Carolina. That's in Virginia.
Dude, Virginia.
That's Virginia. Yeah. Okay.
You can't write that down.
Is that where this is at? Or is this in Utah?
This is in Utah.
Okay.
So, you know, their school, they have to sign what they call a code of conduct.
Right. That says anti-inkering.
Anti-inkering while you are a member of the Brigham Young University.
Oh, yeah.
Duke does the same thing.
They do?
Duke?
Is this a college or a high school?
Yeah, it's a college.
It's a university.
It's BYU.
What do they do after the basketball game?
Oh, BYU. I know that.
Nothing?
I didn't know it was Brigham.
You know there's a topic here.
And it's super godly.
Yeah, if you got to put a ring on it.
Right.
So no sex while you're at
not
school.
Not a cock.
Yeah, baby.
So what they did is they kind of reworded their student code of conduct, and it does not say anything about homosexuality.
God.
Don't write that.
Homosexuality.
Don't write that down.
What section is that?
The butt.
I can't.
And so once that was not in the code of conduct, a couple same-sex people went to the office administration and took a picture of themselves kissing in front of the office administration saying,
man.
You know, now we are free, you know, let me go.
Free at last.
We don't have to hide ourselves in order to go through this college. Well, once that picture got out, the administrations at Brigham Young said, oh, no, we made a mistake.
Oopsie.
Oops. So they went to Kinko's and retyped up the code of conduct. And now,
now you can go to the homo section anytime.
No,
the homosexuality is a.
So they just included it in it as well.
So now they said, okay, and you can't inker, and you can't be sections.
Oh man,
what the?
So pretty much any kind of activity.
It sounds like Catholics, and I know that if you go to CCC, there's a lot of girls there.
Sure.
Who agree with the Catholic sort of way of no sex before marriage, but will absolutely take it in the butt. They will. It's true. It's true.
What?
No, yep. I swear to God, that is not considered.
He was a victim.
You can see mouth vagina.
No, I didn't go there, but I know a lot of people who did go there.
Okay, so question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Yeah.
But,
I can't believe you went there.
Do you guys feel that this was a bait and switch kind of thing? Or like the university did this to find out who all the sexual people out there? Sectionals? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So,
So
let me ask you that. PW,
yes.
Do you think this is wrong for the BYU to do this?
So, first they were holding up
a rainbow flag,
and then they pulled it down, and it turned out to be a fabulous chick. I'm not understanding.
Two dudes made out in the office.
Right.
Took
right.
a picture.
Okay.
Right. In front of the office administration.
Yeah, and administration saw the picture, found it, and they had to rewrite the whole school thing and make it.
Ruin it for
towards
everyone.
Everybody that likes all the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All the whole
land
there
the plane?
A question
all
in
the
any of that?
Yeah, really? You want to land the plane? What? Okay, you reiterated what? Ooh, big word.
Yeah.
But you understood that?
You reiterated what I said.
Yeah, he didn't understand it.
So the question is, was it a bait and switch by BYU?
It's a Mormon college. What do you expect?
Yeah.
It's a lot of guys go to?
No.
That ain't the point.
He said Mormon.
It's a Mormon religion.
Mormon?
Oh. Do you know what Mormon is?
Apparently it's like not. It's like when a whole bunch of guys go somewhere.
I went to a musical and learned about the Mormons.
Yes. I saw that musical.
If it was a Mormon college, why are you even worried about homosexuality?
Yeah,
that shouldn't even, like, they're not okay with that.
They're not okay with that.
That's why they didn't include it, because they're just like, nobody who's a Mormon is gay.
When was it originally written?
The
way back in Mormon times?
Back in long time
ago. So, exactly. It's 2020.
Yeah.
You're right. They need to update it.
Spell it out.
And this is what I think would happen. I think they tried to update it to be more progressive and inclusive.
inclusive to not do it. What are we talking about?
They're more worried about polygamy than two dudes getting it on.
No, they're more polygamy.
That's what I'm saying. They're pushing, and that's what I'm saying. They're not worried about it. They didn't think that was them because they have.
You just
got to
be married.
Husband.
You could be 12.
Yeah,
but you got to be married.
Exactly.
What? You can anchor at 12?
Yeah.
And you can be the fourth wife.
Yes.
I don't think that's allowed.
But you better be married.
No, that's totally
allowed.
Yeah. Have you
Mormon,
not?
Laws still
not,
exist.
The law, the law keeps you from.
Why do you think they have a tabernacle?
Have you not seen Sister Wives?
Right. Yeah,
it's
but I don't
still
think
out there.
Any of them
I wanted to be one for Halloween.
You want to be a sister wife? Oh my god, damn! All right. So anyway, the long story short is, I think that it is totally, totally wrong. And
then don't go there.
No.
That's what you get when
Listen,
you go there.
Yeah. We're all going, and we're going to protest. We're going to protest in front
especially
of people.
Especially you.
No,
because I know they got a lot of black guys walking around
there.
Yeah.
We're
going nobody
we're learning as tall.
Okay? Tall.
Yeah, we're learning as tall people. Did not know. So, who's with me?
No.
No.
Where the cricket at?
No. Hold on a second. You guys are okay with them rewriting the code of conduct book?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brigham Young.
Yes, it's Brigham Young. And it's 2020. Rewrite that shit.
Wait a second. So you agreeing with me and not knowing it.
Brigham Young.
Because I disagree with the fact that they said, okay, anybody can be sexual, homosexual.
No, that's not what they said.
As long as you bring them young. Yeah.
No, they said we taking away the.
No anchoring.
Right.
Before marriage.
No holes.
Right.
None.
Pretty much, if you're gay, you have to be married as well.
Correct.
No, we do not discuss that.
Oh, that's what they said?
No.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
They
don't
not
get married.
Of that.
Yeah.
No. You got to go to hell. You get shunned. And put
out.
Spike, there is something called the United States called freedom of religion.
Right.
Right. Just, so you go to Penn State
do?
And say,
hey, what did it do with that?
And that freedom of religion, they have their own beliefs into what that is. So you're taking away their religious right by saying it's not right. So you're trying to take away their First Amendment right.
I'm taking away.
To not fornicate at that First Amendment.
Who's I'm trying to take away? I'm trying to take away
Brigham Young.
Oh, so they have the right to say you can't anchor and you can't be homosexual.
As a freedom of religion, I mean, if that's part of their religion, yes.
Yeah. They can
if
they want to bring them young,
of conduct.
You know, that's fine.
What's that, honey?
If they want to bring them old, that's different.
That's Florida State.
Yeah. All right, I disagree with
it. It is a private university. It's not state-funded. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
You're talking a state-funded university, you'd have other issues. Private university.
So.
Okay.
I'm the only one out here fighting for.
Nothing.
No, you could go. You could do what you want, but you'd be out there trying to go.
Don't bring your boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know,
trying to get something anchored in your hole and have nobody have a problem with it.
You're trying to make universal rights for religion, and that's not going to work. So what? Now the Jews have to believe that Jesus really did, you know, was Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, topic changing.
He lawyered me. He lodged me up. All right, so let's go ahead and do topic changing music. Now,
all right, we dug down deep.
I already feel like
really
we did this
that.
Too many times.
Yeah, we have. But we're going to do it one more time.
Okay, so now, I'm going to try a little game here.
All right.
And I need you guys to participate in it. And
oh, yeah.
Smarts, I need you to keep your eyes from over here from cheating.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah, no
Can
cheating.
You do that?
Oh, look. He took
the glasses are off.
All right. I like to call this topic here tall or short. And yes,
tall or short.
We are a very racist show.
Yes.
Oh. Tall or short?
Yes. It means black or white.
Leroy is yeah. tall.
I didn't know.
Personally, I'm rather short.
You've been here. Yeah.
And Bryce is short.
Tall.
But you notice or he's wearing a hat with an S on it.
For
South.
No.
Anyone named Greg is definitely short.
Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm
Tanner.
We're going to be a little PI right
now. It's
going
to be hard to win an award with this, right. with this kind of
all right.
going on. Tall all right. or short. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys an incident that happened.
Okay.
You tell me whether the person was tall or short.
Oh, okay.
Now.
You're gonna say which character we're talking about.
Right.
Though.
Now, okay. But I need you guys to wait until I finish the story.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I'll go around.
Can we shout it out? No.
No.
Did you just
no.
say arrested? Tall.
No.
Is the story going to start off with Roosevelt?
We're going to be given a moment to think about it after he tells the story.
One day in Nebraska. God. Tall.
Tall.
And you know. Drinks O'Doul's. Tall.
And you know what? In my mind, this was went right. so smooth.
That's
Runs
right.
out on the bill without smooth. Paying.
All right, so we need to get
All
it
right.
go.
Let's so this guy was smoking a cool cigarette.
Nate, it's hard to soar with eagles when you're a buzzard.
Yeah,
right. I got you.
The buzzard.
I'm here to ground.
All right.
Thank you.
All right,
so I need the game, the music we discussed earlier.
Oh, okay, sure.
Wait until I give you the story, then you can give us an educated thing. Okay.
What?
A man in reindeer slippers attempted to steal the wheelchair from a woman. A man in Arizona wearing reindeer slippers managed to dash away from a scene, but law enforcement caught up with him anyway. Austin, 26, was arrested for being on surveillance camera trying to snatch a wheelchair from a woman trying to get on board in a train in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, go around the room. Let me know. Do you think this person was tall or short? PW.
This person was short.
Short. Nate?
That sounds like a short person.
All right. Tiffany?
Yes. Tall. Short.
Short person?
Tasha? I didn't hear the question.
All right.
Get out.
Yeah, really.
Get out.
Voice of reason?
White guy.
That's a short person.
That's a short Let's, person. Could you keep it to tall or short?
Yeah, tall
Not
or short.
Not tall.
Short.
All right, and then Bill Smuts.
Arizona, reindeer slippers. It was definitely alto.
I have no idea who they are, but people at home, y'all can play. Y'all can play. Ace said, he said what's up. I thought you were saying was short. S for short, but okay. Yeah. All right, that person was indeed a short person.
All right, okay, yeah.
Sounds
okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's hit the next person.
Hey, that's for us.
Okay.
Getting it.
All right.
All right,
tall guy, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Now, by definition, is short also Latino?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Fat. Oh, they can be fat. Let's let them be fat.
Hey, yeah.
I'm so uncomfortable.
How about this? Gordito.
Yes, really.
Gordito.
A bank robber tries to rob a bank, but he hands over the note to the tellers, and it had his full name on the note thing. Michael Harrell, 54, was arrested for trying to rob a bank with his name on the withdrawal slip. Oh. Now, is this guy tall or short? And I'll start up with you, Nate. Nate.
It's up to you, Nate.
Why in holy hell's name am I going first right now?
Michael Harrell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Come on, you know he's tall.
You want to know something? Where is this again? Where? Just give me the location.
Cleveland.
Cleveland? Shit. Yeah.
Cleveland Brown.
He's tall.
All right, Tasha?
What are you looking at me for?
Tasha?
Oh, bless his heart, forgot your name.
You didn't have to say that.
I know Michael Harrell from the OTB. He's tall.
He's All right, Tiffany?
Tall.
My girlfriend just said
tall. You concur with that?
Yes.
All right, voice of reason?
White guy.
Okay,
why can't you right play?
I'm hoping to be right one of these
times. Why can't you play?
Yeah, it's tall or short?
Short.
All right. Bill Smuts?
Yeah, bank robbery, name on a slip, tall.
Oh, God.
In Cleveland.
That is what you judged it on.
It's oh the Cleveland Browns. God.
The guy name is
Michael Jordan.
Doesn't matter.
I know a Michael. Michael Jordan. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Just start there.
I was thinking about.
You thought you had us on that one with the Michael, didn't you?
Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Right, okay. The most famous Michael out there, yeah. Right. Is,
give
is
us something Michael. That's difficult.
Okay. He was tall.
Yeah, that's right. We know that.
We know.
You said bank robbery. I could answer right then.
Get out.
All right, how about this one? Give me some ding, 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 ding.
All right, here we go.
All right. Oh, God, this is
you
wrong. Okay,
read.
A man was pulled over by a police officer for speeding.
No, he's right. He stopped short.
He was pulled over by a police officer. He had a 7-year-old child in the passenger side.
Florida. Right.
The police officer smelled marijuana, and then as he tried to arrest the guy stuffed $1,000 in cash into his rectum to hide it from the police officer.
Florida
meth head.
Is this man tall or short? And I'll start out with
That's
you, Tiff.
Lakeland. Where was that at?
Does that matter?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I watch Cops
and Live PD.
It was in Florida.
Of course
where?
It was.
Where? Right. Florida, man. In Lakeland?
I didn't write that part
That's
down.
That's definitely a short person.
No, I think it's a tall guy because his ass is big because he's been in prison.
All right.
Damn.
So he got room for a roll of
You did the math.
Yes.
$1,000 into his...
Yeah. All right.
All right.
In singles.
All right.
And quarters.
Right. Quarter rolls.
Right. But the little kid. Before did the little kid shoot the cop?
Before I answer, I'd like to point of order. Did he put the cash in his own rectum or the child's rectum?
Oh. In his own.
How could you say that?
Serious. I was so confused with the fact that he stopped for the police because now I'm really confused.
Yeah.
There goes the award chance.
Yeah, really. That ruined the award.
It threw me.
All right, voice?
I don't even want to participate in that one.
That's what he said.
It was him.
All right, Smuts?
Well, the money was wrapped around the cool cigarettes, so yes, tall.
PWs?
I'm going to go short.
And then Nate?
That is definitely a short person.
Right. Somebody stiffened $1,000 up there, Rexham.
Yeah, Rexham. It was the check that he stole from his grandma.
Yeah. First of all, what would a tall person be doing with $1,000? You know? Right?
Yeah. Just stole it from
the bank. Well, he just robbed the bank.
Well, he thought it was a $1,000 bill, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really. Okay, well, you guys be... I don't know. Who said short?
I did,
and he did.
You guys are loud and wrong. It was a tall person.
I thought it was a meth head from Lakeland.
That's what I would think.
It was a tall.
You think about those people on bath salt eating faces, and that's the first thing I was thinking about.
Yeah, but
crazy
I'm
person.
What tall guy is going to take some money and put it there?
You tell me.
No, that's why we said short.
Yeah. You said tall. Yes.
Haven't you ever seen Spike pull his money out before he pays the bill?
That's true, yeah.
One guy said definitely tall. You got to have a tall person confident to do that.
Who's calling?
That's true. This is a caller-driven show, so let's go ahead and talk to the caller. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Hi. I'm calling actually because my brother is on the show right now. I'm one of the triplets.
Okay, how you doing, Sister Nate?
Hey, this is my sister Natalie, guys.
One of them is a female? What?
It's two sisters. They're identical.
Yeah.
Triplets.
Oh, so you the wrong one.
Hi, Natalie.
This is us, triplet, who just got left behind.
So, Natalie.
That's pretty much me.
Thank you for listening, and I'm sorry you have to endure all this nonsense from the cast.
Yeah.
I try to keep it on the right road, and Nate is Nate is one of the good ones, right?
Entertaining, yes.
Oh, she couldn't even say yes. She just calls me entertaining with a backhand.
Oh, I thought she's calling the show entertaining.
No, she's calling me.
Oh.
Not a good brother.
Right, so
the show not so much.
So Natalie?
Yeah.
I got that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. The only reason I got it right because his name is Nate and you got to start with an N-A-T.
Yeah, exactly.
But then the other one is Juliet.
First anyway.
Say again, what you say?
I said my sister was named first anyway.
Oh, well, Jay comes before Ian. See how smart I am?
What are you talking?
You had a 50-50. Is that why you have a letter on your hat?
My mom's always wanted one daughter, and she it's wanted her name damn to be alphabet.
Julia. Oh, okay, so Nate Latenia.
Natalie,
that's it. Yeah. Natalie, have you been listening to our... Okay, let me explain to you how the Spike on the Mic show works. Tall is a black person. Short is a white person.
I tuned in like 5 or 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, what we're doing is we're doing tall or short. And I'm going to ask you real quick. Is this person tall or is this short? A guy was stopped by the police officers, and he smelled marijuana. And then Kid was in the car. 7-year-old kid was in the car. Now, when the cops tried to arrest him, he hid $1,000 in his rectum. Is that person tall or short?
I'm going to say short.
All right. I agree with her.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
She is absolutely
the little person complex.
She is absolutely wrong because a tall person is the one that stuffed $1,000
really?
To avoid the police.
That's
yes.
So much money.
Isn't that wrong? Hey, so Nate,
I thought you said there were no gay black people.
That's different. That's different. Yeah. Where are you located, may I ask?
She gave her money.
I'm in Buffalo now.
Oh, all right. We get Buffalo. How's the weather up there?
Buffalo's on the TV right now here against
beautiful.
The Capitals.
It's beautiful?
Yeah, it was nice today.
Yeah,
like
it's like
60 something.
Degrees today and sunny.
60 degrees?
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like hell down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, we outside the Hooters.
It's 70 and we have coats on.
And we cold as all be damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, because it's around 60.
No, it'd be up to the 70s. Aww. All right, so is there anything else you would like to enlighten us about listening to this award-deserving Spike on the Mic show?
No, I'm just really excited to hear my brother's voice. It's been a minute, so.
Oh, that's so nice.
I heard him talking, and I got all excited, and I figured I would call.
We did, too. Nice. We got all excited.
Nate, you don't never call home?
I love her. I love you, Natalie. You know that.
I love you too, Nathan.
Wait, hold on. You called him Jason?
Nathan! Oh my God!
Jeez.
Fix your equipment.
I call him Fee now because when I was a little girl, we called him Nafee. And when I became a teenager, just shortened to Fee. So that's actually what I call him.
And she calls me Fee to this day as a 28-year-old human. She calls me Fee.
Fee.
Like Nafee.
But that's okay. Fee. Listen, nicknames build character.
Yes.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm
I call
yes.
her Pop because we called her Natalie Pop.
Excuse me.
And that's what we call her.
Yes, right. You are cheating. You can't do that. No. All right. Well, listen, we're getting ready to round this show out, but don't hang up now. I mean, don't hang up. Don't stop listening because we're going to go ahead and finish out this thing here. Thank you for calling and playing and listening, all right?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for letting me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Bye, Nat.
Bye, Nat. We
Bye,
love
Nate.
You.
Tell your friends. I like listeners because we are a caller-driven show. All right, this is going to be a real easy one for you people.
Oh, okay.
All right, tall or short?
All right. They play the music?
Yeah, no. We do that.
Sure.
A man in Kansas was arrested for driving a stolen SUV while he was going to bail his brother out of jail, who was also arrested for driving, stealing an SUV. Eric Dean. He was arrested for driving a Chevy Blazer with a suspended license, and when they caught him, they saw that the car he was driving was also reported stolen. Now, is this a tall person or a short person? And I'll start out with you, Tasha. I'm looking right at her too this time.
I don't think they let tall people in Kansas, so I'm going to go with
Oh, my God.
Wow, what a twist.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I feel it in my spine.
Yeah.
You? And I'm tall.
I know, you're tall.
And I'm tall, really. All right, voice of reason.
That would be so cool to pick up your brother getting released from prison in a stolen SUV.
Yeah, look at us.
Oh, man, that would be so cool. Guess what? I stole this SUV.
Oh, man.
Get
in quick.
Yeah, I'm going to say tall.
You want to say tall? All right, Smots?
Two things you said made me think of it. Kansas and bailing out someone, so it's a short.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, tall people ain't got money like
that. Really? Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. You get in there. They're not. You're in.
No, y'all you know, stereotyping stuff.
Are we, though?
Well, I haven't missed one yet.
The taller, short
Yeah, really. All right, PWs?
by that reasoning, I got to go short.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I'm not going to argue either. That is a short person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Give us,
yeah.
Tell us, Judge Judy, what is your verdict?
Extremely cool short person.
Tiffany's?
It's definitely a short person.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's a triplet. A triplet did.
Oh. Yeah, really.
Wow.
One that got expounded from Buffalo, and out expounded not the right word, got moved out of Buffalo.
That was the first fist bump we've had.
Me and Spots had one earlier.
Yeah.
Well, that's because Spike was offering it. Spike won't let other people fist bump. Yeah. Like, if I were to go to Tiffany, Spike sucks.
Right? No,
he gets so butthurt.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, because...
Because you got $1,000.
You guys give.
Exactly.
Okay, we've kept the audience in suspense.
All right, well, Acer said that it has to be a short person. Mm-hmm. And I understand it. What gave it away?
Kansas.
It's bailing out everything.
Well, and the fact and that he paid for his bail. Yeah.
He's got credit to get a bondsman.
God. And I've played a lot of Grand Theft Auto, and I'll have to say, I've robbed more people and taken more cars as a white person than a black person.
Do you think a tall person's willingly going into a bail situation? Or
I thought you were going to say willingly going into Kansas.
You know, America is a land of the free and opportunities. We can go anywhere we want to. And
except
I'm saying,
Brigham
except
Young. Those Mississippi. Go to Brigham Young.
Spoken like a man who has $1,000 up his ass.
Damn. You guys are killing me. All
right,
so,
were we right?
Yeah.
Yes, you guys were right.
Okay. That's
right. Totally right.
This give was our money.
This definitely was a short
give
person.
Some money.
Short person. I understand when I wrote that. I mean, when I saw this, I didn't write it. Make
you
it up.
You wrote that.
No, when I saw it, I was thinking.
So this is false.
Stolen SUVs. Tall people.
Were these
love
even
them.
Real situations? Or you yeah, these just, these, you these made are all of them up.
No, these are crazy arrests in the state of America.
I'd like to say I'm really proud of myself because I got them all wrong. So apparently I don't stereotype people.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's exactly. What you do.
You
he
also
does
choose option C to every multiple A, B choice question.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Option C to every A, B situation.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot more, but we're going to say that for next time. So you know what we have to do? We have to go around the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we do.
We have to ask because we always do. What stuck with you tonight? So start out with you, Voice of Reason. What stuck with you tonight?
There were two that stuck like glue.
I'm not going to let this go.
They just biting off on you.
Everyone's just
glue. Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, actually, you know what? And this one should have been a couple weeks ago because it was said, but I think the reiteration of it and the fact that the reiteration means the repeating.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you just say that?
It means we brought it back again.
Yeah. And particularly how it stuck with Tiffany saying it. Steve is a fun sponge.
Yeah,
yeah. PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
You know, I was going to say something different, but I got to go with Fun Sponge.
Yeah,
yeah,
Fun Sponge,
Fun Sponge. Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead.
And you know what? The important part is, you know, it actually he could get a hat that says FS Fun Sponge, but we all know what it really means.
Yeah,
frontal Southerns.
No, F Spike. Yeah.
That's exactly.
Or that. No, okay. We didn't know that until he said that because I had lost like a mug.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you know what? That's what his daily dream is.
Yeah.
What? Oh. No way. Tiffany, bring this train home. What stuck with you tonight?
Oh, my
Where's
word.
Clark?
Where's Clark? Where's when you Clark? Need him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you saying topic changing was untopical?
No, I loved it.
No.
So much.
No, tell the truth.
Yeah.
The side pony.
Side pony.
Steve, I think that the side pony is just, it brings
coming
out
back.
Your eyes, Steve.
Coming back.
It's coming back.
Do you think that
it's
we,
cute?
Are you? Do you think we should have maybe squeezed the fun sponge at some point today
yes.
to like trickle it all out?
We
or was
got,
it? Because it was just
give
a full
me my
dinner.
Fun back.
Hey,
give me my
Tasha,
fun
what's
back.
Up with you tonight?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Nothing at all.
Damn. Nothing wow. stuck with you? Wow. My brother Nate. Hey, come back again. Can you come back next week?
No, what's stuck with Nate tonight?
Right, Nate, what's stuck with
He's
you tonight?
Gonna have his
what's
black
stuck with me
on.
Tonight? What's stuck with me tonight is my wonderful sister calling in, and I love you so much. And Juliet, you better be calling in next week because you got big shoes to fill.
I thought Those are impressive, but I thought what stuck with you is you realize that we all recognize how racist this show is.
It's, yeah. Oh, no, that was horrifying as it developed inside of me.
Did anybody tell him what we really called him before he started?
No.
What you called him?
No.
Taint.
Oh, my God.
Taint. Yeah. Right.
And the show is over, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. Jesus
Give Tatum Christ. Real quick. Tatum, you want to say something? What stuck with you tonight?
That I cheated.
You did. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Spark on the mic. We out. Holla back next week. One, two.